There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Tyrese Haliburton of my Pacers will join us coming up. 12th overall pick by the Kings in the 2020 draft. He became an overnight sensation after a few years in the play-in tournament, the in-season tournament. I was ahead of the game with Tyrese Haliburton. Playing with Sacramento, yes, I was that guy watching. Coming in and talking to Marvin, I'd say, man, Tyrese Haliburton can play. And Marvin goes, he can play, but nobody's going to see him. I said, no, this is the year, Sacramento. They're going to make the playoffs. And they had a good team. Now he goes to the Pacers. And that became more about Sabonis going to the Kings than I did, I think, Tyrese Haliburton going to the Pacers. But had the moment there with Dame Lillard with the game against Milwaukee. So a lot of good stuff there. And Tyrese Haliburton, the Pacers point guard, joining us on the program. Thanks for joining us. How many scholarship offers did you have coming out of high school?
Oh, that's a good question. Probably like 15, 20 like mid-major schools. But in terms of high major, I'd probably only say like 4 or 5.
Who were they?
Nebraska, Iowa State. We consider Cincinnati high major now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Big 12.
Yeah.
Minnesota.
Okay.
And Michigan wanted me. They said if I visited, I would have an offer, but I didn't go on the visit. So those are really like the 5 schools.
Okay. When do you get a chip on your shoulder?
My whole life, really. I mean, I think in high school, I grew up playing with Tyler Hero. We grew up playing AU together. And then while everybody was getting better, I kind of leveled out. And they kind of went to a different AU program, which was like the better program. And I kind of got left behind, so I stayed. And that probably is when it started, and it's kind of just amplified since then.
And you hold that against Tyler Hero? Even to this day.
No, I don't hold that against him. We're cool now.
Oh, you are. Okay. I mean, if you say, you know, you hate Tyler Hero, that's fine. I mean, I don't
know.
Okay. No. All right, fair enough. How do you give up 151 points?
I don't know, but we figured it out, I guess. We've done it. I think that's the second time we've done it. First time we did it, we won. We won the first time we did it. But yeah, last night was a rough one.
Okay. Did you get yelled at yet?
Yes, multiple times, but we haven't started our day yet in terms of practice and stuff. So I'm sure we got more coming up here soon.
It feels like this has been a coming out party for you this year, even though you played well in Sacramento. Like, people are just finding out who you are nationally. Does it feel that way?
For sure. And that's just because I was never on national TV. Like, I didn't have my first national TV game until my second year. Or the end of my second year, because we played Brooklyn, and then I didn't play on TNT until this year. So, I mean, people haven't just never seen me play for the most part, like a casual fan.
Do you get mistaken for anybody on the streets?
No, not in Indy these days. I think people, for the most part,
They know
know
you?
who I
Okay.
Yeah,
But you're wearing your full uniform when you go out. That's the weird thing, though, when you go out, right?
No, never,
No,
never.
no, you
Actually, at Smoothie King the other day, a dude, it was like a 16-year-old kid. He said, "You know, you look a lot like Tyrese Haliburton. Does anybody ever tell you that?" I was like, "I get that all the time."
All right, take me back to the game against Milwaukee. When did you decide to do the Dame time to Dame?
In the moment, I never. This wasn't something I cooked up before. It was just a in the moment thing.
But how did he take that, or how did you think he was going to take that?
I didn't really know. I didn't really know. I thought he actually took it a lot better than a lot of people would. I thought his response was, I thought the question was presented really well in media, and I thought he responded really well. Yeah, I think at the end of the day, it's respect, and I have a lot of admiration for him. Part of the reason I wear zero is because of Damian Lillard. Like, I've been a fan for the majority of my life, so it's a respect thing at the end of the day. But it's just competing.
All right, when did you know there was a basketball problem with the Bucks?
When did I know? I knew
Okay, so
when.
let you know Giannis goes for, the franchise record points. You have a teammate, Oscar Tshiebwe, who got his first point. So when did you realize that there was a real issue here going on behind the scenes after the game?
I did not realize that there was anything with the ball until Giannis was running to our locker room. I had no idea that anything was. It was a problem that guys did not shake. We didn't shake hands after the game, but that's normal. That happens in the NBA all the time. But then when I saw him run to the locker room, I was like, "Why is he doing that?" And then somebody said something about the ball, and I was like, "Oh, okay."
But every rookie who scores gets a basketball.
Yeah, for the Pacers organization, if a rookie scores his first point, then he gets the ball. Then he gets the ball. But just to clarify, we did not have the game basketball, just so everybody's aware. I know that that's been talked about a million times in the world, but we did
Okay,
not
but
have a.
you have the backup basketball for Oscar.
Correct. Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Okay, did you tell Giannis? And if you haven't, you get to talk to him, what, in a week or so? What, after New Year's, I think you guys are New Year's Day, you guys are playing.
Yeah, we play on New Year's Day. I'm pretty sure he's very aware of it at this
Okay.
point. I'm pretty sure he was aware of it very shortly after going to the locker room as well. But I just don't think he wanted to. They didn't want to admit to that. But I'm
What
pretty
was he
sure
going
that.
to do, Tyrese? If he came into the locker room, what was going to happen?
You know, that's a question for him. I really don't know what the plan was. I don't know if there was much of a plan. I think it was just built up. A lot of testosterone going on, a lot of frustration going on, I think.
He's the Pacers point guard all-star Tyrese Haliburton joining us on the program. Lakers celebrated with the in-season banner. Would you guys have done the same thing? I suggested a parade. I would have done a parade, the Pacers.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
100. I would have been down for whatever. I mean, we don't have any we don't have any championship banners in the arena. Pacers have never won an NBA championship, so I would have been all for the banner, no question.
Do you think the Lakers should have raised the banner, given that it's the Lakers?
I think at the end of the day, I think that that helps build up the legitimacy of the tournament, and that's what the league is trying to do with it. They want it to be something that people are competing for every year, and I think the fact that the most storied organization won it and hung it up. I mean, maybe first or second, whatever your opinion is. The fact that they hung it up, I think that that brings more legitimacy to the tournament for sure.
Whose poster did you have on your wall growing up?
A lot of LeBron, out of LeBron, fat head. Like back in the
Yeah.
day, they had fat heads. I had T-Mac on the wall, Magic on the wall. That was for the most part those guys.
Okay, what's that like first time you're out there with LeBron and he's guarding you or you're guarding him?
I was like, what's going? It was like a I felt like Mike. I felt like Kelvin Cambridge and like Mike. Like it was, but I felt like that in every game. Like my first ever preseason game, I got switched on to Carmelo, and I was like, what is going on right now? Like that's what the NBA, like I really, like my first year, for the majority of my first year, it just felt like a kid in a candy store. It was an unbelievable feeling.
But what was that welcome to the NBA moment?
Ooh, I don't know if anything specific. You know, actually, we played on, I think it was New Year's Eve. We played the Rockets, and I tried to dunk on John Wall, and he blocked it, and I fell on my back, and I went to the ER, and the doctor told me that my injuries were consistent with those of a car crash. And I was like, yeah, the NBA is a different world. Like, that was when I knew, yeah.
Well, if you can't dunk on John Wall, you're probably not going to go in there against Rudy Gobert and some guys
Oh,
like that,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, you know, I in my head when I was going to dunk it, I was like, this is gonna be cool back home. Like, if I dunk on John Wall, like, everybody, we love John Wall growing up. So I was like, this would be cool, but he had other plans.
Are you aware of your coach's playing career?
I am aware. I am
Okay.
aware.
Okay. So you're aware of maybe your dad tell you about Rick Carlisle?
No, definitely did not.
Okay.
I didn't know his like career path until I got here and got to talk to him more about it and pick his brain and stuff.
Does he shoot at all anymore?
I really don't know if I've ever seen him shoot a jumper. I don't know if I ever have. I've seen him when he's working with guys on shooting and he does the form thing and he holds the ball, but I don't know if I've ever seen him actually take a jumper.
Okay, who taught you how to shoot?
I think myself. I think naturally, I just over time, my form has just progressed. But it started with me just in the park learning how to shoot, doing it myself. And as I got older and working with other coaches and stuff and getting stronger, it just became about taking the dip out of my shot, but keeping it the same at the top.
But there's a little bit of a twist at the end, right? I mean, it's not a normal shot. Now, this coming from a guy who gave shooting tips to Ray Allen one time when he came into my dojo here, my man came in. So I, which is embarrassing. It might sound embarrassing, but I really was believing what I was saying to Ray. He had the ball on the palm of his hand, and I said, Ray, you got to have it. There has to be a little bit of space there. And Ray could have been that much better, Tyrese.
Right.
I mean, imagine if he had listened to me years ago.
Right.
And if you want a session, free of charge, you can ask Coach Carlisle. I know what I'm doing. He calls me the radio broadcasting version of Larry Bird. So,
Wow.
yeah. So I can help if you need it. Right now, you seem to be doing okay. But if you ever get in that slump where you go, damn, what did that guy say? You know, I can be there for you.
I'm in a little bit of a slump right now, so we might have to have a conversation.
Well, no, you need to learn to play defense. You gave up 151 points last night. I hope you guys get yelled at practice today.
Oh, don't worry, I'm sure we will.
Hey, congrats.
Yeah,
Happy
I
for you.
appreciate it.
Yeah, and thanks for joining us.
Yes, of course. Thanks for having me.
That's Tyrese Haliburton. He is doing his holiday hoopla this afternoon where he provides 30 youth from CAFE. This is the Community Alliance Far East Side, the opportunity for dinner and a $300 shopping spree at a local sporting goods store as well. That's good stuff. They host the Hornets coming up on Wednesday. There you got the Grizzlies on Thursday. But right now, after getting blown out, he had 8 points, 11 assists. Thanks, Todd, for booking him after they gave up 151 points. Yeah, Paul.
You know, one of the best parts about this gig is discovering a guy like him. You know, we try different people. We have first-time interviews and just a great, fun kid telling stories. Take us in the locker room. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, Marv.
In the All-Star game, I just found out it's in Indianapolis this year. So he's going to be all over the place. Hopefully, he can get even more exposure than he did during the in-season tournament.
Yeah.
For sure.
I like that.
Let's
What
go.
if you won the in-season tournament, you got to host the All-Star game?
Logistics might be an issue.
Well, I know. Let's say not the following year, not that year. Like the Lakers wouldn't get to host it this year. They'd get to host it the following year, maybe.
So if you're the NBA, you're like, oh, Miami, Los Angeles, Phoenix, please win this.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just wondering if you could build on the in-season tournament. Yes, Eaton.
I still say it, though. Indianapolis was one of the best, most fun times I've had at a Super Bowl. That place was awesome.
They did
I
a
would go back there in 2 seconds.
They did a wonderful job embracing the Super Bowl. That everything was downtown, everything was walkable, people were wonderful there. That was a really enjoyable week there in Indianapolis. I mean, we've been very lucky to be able to go to these places and accommodations where we have our show, those kind of things. Remember, I couldn't get Larry Bird to come down. Like, he was a half mile away. And I said, Larry, I had a basketball hoop there. And I said, Larry, come on down. And then I think he was making fun of my shot. He was like, your elbow's out. And I go, why don't you come down here, Larry? I just wanted a piece of him. Even if he gets smoked, I have nothing to lose. He does. And if by chance, maybe, then he never hears the end of it. All right. Let's see. Some phone calls coming up. And 877-3DP show. That was good. We've been trying to get him on for a little while. And thank you to the Pacers for helping us. Premier League festivities. It's underway. NBC and streaming on Peacock. A massive match. Oh, we're going to the top of the table, Seton. It's Liverpool and Arsenal. Yeah, NBC and the Premier League. Yes, Paulie.
I'm glad you asked Halliburton about the game ball with the Giannis thing and the everything. Because everyone's saying after that game, the Bucks have the game ball. The Pacers are trying to say, like, we have the other one. There's two game balls. I think Rick Carlisle said it in the moment. But Giannis insisted, like, even the day after that, he didn't get the one from the game. And Halliburton said, he goes, man, you got the game ball.
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, you get really angry over something and realize you made a mistake. And you just double down because you don't admit you made a mistake.
Yeah. It kind of felt like that. Like Giannis was really upset. And then it's like, dude, no, you have the ball. No, we don't. And then you find out and you're like, okay. But they play New Year's Day. That'll be good. All right. We'll come up with a new poll question, your phone calls as well. We're back after this. 16 after the hour, Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Prior to this season, three teams have lost at least three games in the month of December and still made it to the Super Bowl. 1989 Broncos, 2006 Colts, 2012 Ravens, and now you have the Philadelphia Eagles. If they, they've already joined the list with at least three losses in the month of December. Two of those three teams went on to win the Super Bowl. It was a nice moment for Drew Lock, who didn't find out until not too much time before the kickoff that he was going to be the starting quarterback and leads them down a 92-yard drive, the game-winning score. And he was asked after the game why he was so emotional.
I think it was just the over-the-top feeling of you don't get many moments. You don't get very many opportunities in this league. And with every opportunity you get, you need to be as ready as you can be, because you don't get a ton of them. And for us to come out tonight and play the way we did and get a win and one of, you know, two opportunities I had this year to start, you know, I was excited. You know, I was emotional. I was emotional for myself, but I was emotional for these guys in this locker room.
Yeah, pretty cool moment. He's only 27. You're a star in college, and then you go into the NFL. Denver bailed on him and sent him to Seattle. Then all of a sudden, you know, you're a backup quarterback, and then you got to get that second chance again. And you find this with quite a few quarterbacks. Not everybody gets that second chance. Now, Geno Smith had a couple of second chances, but he got a permanent second chance with Seattle and Pete Carroll. But Drew Lock at age 27, which you would think you'd be coming into your prime as a quarterback, the question is, does he get a chance to be a starter? Maybe he is just a backup quarterback. But it was a pretty cool moment there. Couple of phone calls in here. Michael in Florida. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today? Thanks for holding.
Hi, Dan. Happy holidays. Happy holidays to the boys.
Yep.
Dan, I was calling because it's Christmas time and there are no more Christmas specials. But more importantly, as a kid, and I remember it well, and I'm sure you do too, it was the opportunity to meet the AP All-American football team. Bob Hope would absolutely introduce you to those big lumbering dudes from Alabama and from Nebraska. They had big shoulder pads on and neck rolls, and I know now we get to pick that up off of a web page, but maybe in your retirement that would be something that you could pick back up and grab on to a Christmas special, Dan, and introduce the AP All-American football team.
Thank you, Michael. No, I'm good. Yes, Paul.
For those who don't know what he's referring to, Bob Hope had a Christmas special in the 70s, especially in the 70s and 80s, which was as most watched in our country. There's only three channels. He would invite the entire All-American team in uniform to the set, and he'd walk each guy out there like, here's a running back, Bo Jackson from Auburn. And then he'd come out, and he'd make a nice little joke about Bo Jackson or about Auburn or whatever. And you know, you'd meet the entire, every All-American at the biggest stage that there was.
Yeah. I don't want to do it. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you have to have corny jokes there, and then you have the fake laugh in the crowd, and I'm good. Todd will write the jokes.
Joseph Rogers ate 70 meatballs once, just 5 minutes ago, backstage.
That would be the kind of humor exactly. You would have on the Bob Hope special.
The laugh track.
Yes.
Once it bombs, at least people think it's funny.
That's what you need to bring. You need to bring a laugh track
Major
with you.
Major laugh track.
Yeah. Maybe.
Can we shoot a video where Todd goes around telling like jokes to people, almost like a hidden camera thing, but he's got a laugh track with him? Can we just see what happens?
That'd be fun.
Like you have a portable speaker that you carry?
Yeah, while everyone's, you know, understandably so, not laughing at all, and it sounds like a library, I just hit that button, and then I feel better about that.
Okay. They won't. John in Wisconsin. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, boys. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you guys for always brightening my day with your humor. Say, I wanted to let you guys know I had the pleasure of getting to coach against Tyrese Halliburton's varsity high school basketball team, and I still have nightmares of him being in their 1-3-1 defense and repeatedly dunking on my team. But the most important thing, I got two things to say about Tyrese. I don't know him personally, but I've heard everyone I've ever talked to says he's a fantastic person and has a great work ethic, which I think speaks a ton. He's really developed in his career, and it's awesome to see a local product from Wisconsin really shine at the next level. Here's a fun fact, though, for you guys. Neither Tyrese Halliburton or Tyler Hero were chosen as the best high school senior player in the state of Wisconsin their senior years.
Who was?
It was Tyler McCabe, who played for West Virginia.
Tyler McCabe. All right. Thank you, John. Now, that's an interesting trivia question. Tyler Hero and Tyrese Halliburton weren't the best players in their state, their senior years. Tom in Tucson. Hi, Tom. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Dan and the Danettes. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, I was going to ask you if it's possible. I know your last summer before you retire in December. Is it possible to have a music festival dedicated to you, the Summer of Dan? Or DP. I know you have a lot of musical guests and everything. Could you have like a concert or a summer thing? You'd have Traeger sponsor it, all that stuff?
You know what? I'll take that under advisement there, Tom. Thank you. I think I ask enough of my friends who are musicians that now I'm going to say, hey, how about a festival and honor me?
Danaroo.
Yeah. Whoa, Bloop.
All right.
Bloop.
Man.
Town Green right here in Milford.
Yeah.
Twiddle.
No.
There's like, what's that smell?
That's Twiddle.
Yeah, they make it.
Yeah.
Darius closes.
Darius gonna close it up.
John Legend, he could open. Maybe.
Mike Mills, REM.
Okay,
get him in there. Who else are so-called friends of mine that I could bring?
A very random.
Oh.
John Fogerty, you're right.
John Fogerty. Uh-huh. Yeah. Vanilla Ice.
This is an eclectic.
It would be eclectic group, but that I think sums up me and this show. Vanilla Ice just texted me the other day.
Okay.
He said, hey, just thinking about you. Hope you and the family are good. I'm like, okay.
Lovely.
Yeah. I've got V Ice on my phone when it comes up. V Ice. Ice,
he said,
baby.
Very ice.
And if there's a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out. Never mind.
Did you like that song?
I did, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Him and like MC Hammer. I saw MC Hammer in concert.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's my first concert I ever went to.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a big one.
Boys to Men and Jodeci opened up for MC Hammer at the Hartford Civic Center. And that's when I found out the difference between Boys to Men, yay, Jodeci. Oh, my God, yeah. I will have your baby right now. I was like, oh, they came out in their little, you know, bow ties. It's so hard. Jodeci came out. Oh,
let's, neck tattoos.
Oh,
today.
Yes.
Whoa. Okay.
Like, my mom and all her friends, I was like, whoa. What is going on?
Whoa, Bridget was there.
Oh. She took me, yeah. I was like, whoa, relax. 8-year-old Marvin's like, why are they screaming like this?
Yeah.
The girls are just
Was your mom screaming?
Huh?
Yeah.
That's right there. I was like, oh, she's a woman. She's not even my mom. This sucks. Can we find out your mom's a woman?
Yeah.
Like, whoa. What else do you have to do besides be my mom?
Who's who, what's what? Who's who, what's what for Bridget? I like that. Ethan in Virginia. Hi, Ethan. What's on your mind today?
Hey, what's up, Dan?
Hi, Ethan.
I was calling about the shirt, when you wear division shirts for your team just winning or making. So I'm an Atlanta Falcons fan, and I was so excited when my team made the Super Bowl that I bought a Julio Jones Super Bowl jersey, and I haven't worn it since that night because it just depresses the hell out of me.
Oh. Do you still have it?
Yeah, I haven't worn it since, but I'll tell you what, I want to say Merry Christmas to everyone except for Desmond Ritter and Arthur Smith.
Okay, thank you, Ethan. Wow.
Everyone else.
Yeah. Everybody in the world. Putin. Everybody.
Earth.
Damn. Yeah. Kyle Shanahan, even you.
Yeah. Everybody but Arthur Smith, the Falcons head coach, and quarterback Desmond Ridder.
Wow.
Damn.
Man.
Rough. Everyone else?
Yeah. Everyone else. This transfer portal is still a lot of fun, but it's busy. You're trying to figure out who's staying, who's going. Carson Beck staying at Georgia. UCLA, USC lose quarterbacks, former five-star quarterbacks. Nebraska's getting a five-star quarterback, Dylan Raiola. And I think initially going to Ohio State, then Georgia, probably found out that Carson Beck was staying and then transferred to Nebraska. I can't imagine that Nebraska's had a better day than probably a day that they thought was going to be great when they got Scott Frost back, the former player, as their head coach, and then that didn't go well. But this is a big day. I mean, Nebraska has been dormant for a long, long time. And, you know, when you remember them in the 70s, they were a powerhouse, going toe-to-toe, Oklahoma, some of the best football I ever saw. And, man, that's it's been – it's not a steady decline. It's just been a precipitous drop there. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, Nebraska hasn't had a 10-win season since 2012. That was when they had Bo Pelini, and they were respectable. A couple bunch of 10-4 seasons, but, you know, lately it's a struggle to get to 500.
They shouldn't have fired Frank Solich.
No.
I liked him.
Jeez, they were great.
And he went to Ohio U and did well there at Ohio University. But transfer portal, USC loses a backup quarterback, and then UCLA loses a backup quarterback as well. But these are five-star kids. And these kids aren't staying around. And if you're Lincoln Riley, he's been good at getting defensive coaches here. You get UCLA's defensive coordinator. You get a linebackers coach from North Dakota. And but as far as moving forward, Caleb Williams going to the NFL. And now you're moving into the Big Ten. And, these are teams that play pretty good defense in the Big Ten. I think we think, oh, okay, it's the next move for UCLA, USC. Good for them. They're going to go into the Big Ten. Well, you still have to play in the Big Ten. And you struggled in the Pac-12 this year, although the Pac-12 was pretty competitive. It was fun to watch this year. But I do think we're going to get back, and Chip Kelly had this to say. He thinks we're going to get to 64 teams. And he's been saying this for a while, that if you do 64 and you do an NFL model and you do geographically, therefore UCLA and USC aren't traveling to Maryland or Rutgers. They can be playing here. They're in a division. And then you're going to have Southwest, Southeast, Northeast, Midwest, Mideast, Pacific Northwest, which is really what we've had before, but you're probably – and then you're going to be sharing revenue, that the players are going to share in the revenue. And this is Chip Kelly. And he's been saying this, and it feels like he's one of the voices of clarity here. Because everybody else has the, I don't know what's going on. And what Chip Kelly is suggesting is simple. But everybody's caught up in, I got to be in a conference. It's musical chairs. And if I sit down, there's no chair, then I could be Oregon State and Washington State. And what Chip is saying is, why don't we just make this a pro model? Make it like the NFL. Have divisions. You play geographically. Now, you're going to step out and play a couple of games outside of the Southwest, let's say. Maybe you're playing, that year you go to the Northeast, or maybe you go to the Midwest. But I think that might solve a lot of the things that ails college football. And I do think there's a lot of college basketball has more problems, more issues for me than college football does. Because college football still has these players for 3 years. You still have powerhouses. You still know the names of a lot of these players. You get to March Madness, you may know them for a couple of weeks. And that's it. People aren't watching regular season basketball the way they once did. Now, you might have a more. I mean, we just had Arizona against Purdue. How many watched Arizona-Purdue? Number one versus number three. Exactly. Not many. That's part of the problem with college basketball. We don't know the players, or we don't take the time to know the players. Women's college basketball, they're staying 3 years, maybe 4 years. So you have Caitlin Clark, Paige Beckers. You have these players that we've come to know, and they play really high-end basketball, and there's storylines there. Angel Reese at LSU. I mean, we're at least aware of them. You can stumble upon a game and go, oh, okay, let me see what this person's all about. But as far as college basketball, I mean, I watch, but I'm you know, it's my job to watch. I mean, I watch Purdue with Zach Edey just because I'm kind of fascinated that you can be the best player in college basketball, but you're probably not going to be an NBA starter. I mean, he might be a second-round pick. And some of these guys in the Big Ten, you know, they've been the player of the year and can't play in the NBA. So you're, you know, trying to figure out how long you stay in basketball, college basketball, and then how does that help you when you move on? And then you see some of those stories where you're going, I mean, Tyrese Haliburton. I remember seeing him at Iowa State and was like, oh, that guy's good. But I didn't know Tyrese Haliburton's going to be an all-star until I saw him in Sacramento. And I go, oh, he's a really good player. I mean, if you look at the talent Sacramento's had, like De'Aaron Fox might be the fastest player in the NBA. You got Sabonis there. You got, who is it, Keegan, Malik Monk is there, but he's not. I mean, he was elite in college. Keegan Murray. I mean, oh, by the way, that guy just had an unbelievable night. And it feels, you know, are they going to get it together? Now, I made the playoffs last year, and they were fun to watch. Light the beam. It was good.
I like that.
Yeah.
So Golden State to game seven?
Like Minnesota. Minnesota's got a lot of talent there. Best record in the NBA. I don't know what they're going to be. Hopefully they'll be more than like the Memphis Grizzlies, because we thought Memphis was going to be that team. When is Ja Morant back? Is it tonight? Oh, boy. So the Pacers play the Grizzlies Thursday night? So Ja Morant is back tonight? Yeah, Paulie.
Grizzlies at Pelicans, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on TNT.
Oh, okay.
Live.
All right. I like that. Zion Williamson? I don't know. I got used to get geeked up, ready to watch Zion. And now I'm like kind of surprised. Oh, Zion's playing. All right. I mean, he's going to put up good numbers. But that was a team that you thought, all right, they're going to maybe, you know, they could keep this together. Yes, Todd?
It's kind of ironic. John Morant is back and Zion hasn't shown up just yet.
Yeah, that's not true. Not true. Zion's played.
Mm.
Yes.
He's there.
Why are you negative?
Just not living up to expectations.
Yeah,
get there.
By the way, when do we start voting on the website for most valuable, least valuable, most improved, least improved? I think we have to put that up today because I need the results by Friday, the end of Friday's show. Seton, do you think that we can put that up on the website? Does that sound like the best place to do this?
Sure.
That we can vote on there? Maybe one of the backroom guys? So the Friday will be the award ceremony. Most valuable, most improved, least improved.
Raise the banner. What if above your desk, least improved?
Can we add a mid-show season tournament?
Okay.
I mean, maybe we do that next year. We should add, why don't we do a preseason award? We could do preseason champions, and we could do a mid-year tournament.
You know what? We have rafters here.
Let's put up some banners. Okay. What are we doing with our lives?
Let me talk to the French kid. Let me see if we could get, no, you know what? Big German. Maybe we could get banners made for Friday, for most improved, for least Friday. Improved.
He's looking forward to this project.
Most improved, least improved.
I just heard him sigh from here. He just muttered under his breath. Yeah. I heard it from here.
Yeah. We don't have anything in the round. We don't win any awards, so we got plenty of space for a banner to be put up. Yeah, Paul.
Sports Emmy nominee. We could have five of those on the rafters. Would we hang those if they sent them to us?
No, I wouldn't.
I would hang the hell out of those.
No.
They do give you a certificate, I think. We're eligible to get a certificate for being a Sports Emmy nominee, but you have to buy them. Do you know that?
No.
Like, if any of us on the show wanted to buy it, it's available for purchase.
I might do that.
Yes, Todd.
I can understand where you're coming from. When you're watching like a late night talk show and they have somebody come out and they introduce them as an Academy Award nominated actor as opposed to Academy Award winner, there is a significant difference there.
Thank you, Todd.
Unfortunately.
Let's take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
NBC Football Night in America. Analyst Chris Collinsworth will join us on the program tomorrow. He once raced a horse. When he was with the Bengals, they had him race a horse. But I think they had him racing the horse at a racetrack. So the horse had a home track advantage. Yes, Paul.
Do you see what RG3 did last night?
Yeah, that's why I was bringing it up. Yeah, RG3 raced a hawk or something. A Seahawk? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But Chris ran against a horse. He didn't do well. But Chris Collinsworth will join us on the program tomorrow. Michael in Denver. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. I have a factoid about an excellent sports movie that I think will blow your mind. It involves you and the movie Christmas Story.
Okay.
If I remember correctly, yesterday when you guys were discussing what celebrities' looks you would embrace if you could miraculously acquire them, you said you'd like Paul Newman's.
Yeah.
And I know you have Peter Billingsley on frequently discussing Christmas Story. So you piqued my curiosity, so I watched Slapshot again last night, a great movie about minor league hockey. And lo and behold, I thought I was having hallucinations. Ralphie's mom in Slapshot did a nude scene with Paul Newman, and that seemed like a bizarre connection, and I thought you'd be interested in that. It goes to show you that actors have to be versatile, doesn't it?
All right. Well, thank you, Michael. So Ralphie's mom in Christmas Story is in Slapshot, and she plays Paul Newman's girlfriend. Does that sound right?
I think, if I remember the movie right, she's the girlfriend of Hanrahan, this goaltender for another team, and Paul Newman's character, Reg Dunlap, sleeps with her.
I see.
And then mentions it during the next match.
Oh. When they're out on the ice.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Then it's go time. I don't want to ruin the movie, though, for you.
No spoilers.
Ruin the ending. Dan in Oregon. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Great.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
Two topics. One's kind of silly. Way back in the day in college, I used to play this game with my buddies called Laugh Tracks, and we'd put on a whole house, and every time the Laugh Tracks came on, we'd fake laugh, and it turned into us really laughing. It's actually a very fun game. Stupid, but yes, funny. Todd would probably like it.
Yeah.
The second one is I'm a pediatric neuropsychologist, and I have an alternative theory about Draymond Green. I was watching this documentary a year or two ago on him, and he mentioned that he had battled epilepsy as a child, and I don't know if he still does, and I want to be crystal clear that I'm not, like, diagnosing or making these affirmative statements about Draymond, but my heart goes out to that guy, and I think he kind of gets a bad rap. I'm not excusing any of his behavior that he definitely needs to work on, but one of my specialties in my practice is working with youth and families about counseling around how epilepsy impacts someone's brain and behavior. And it is so common for kids and individuals with epilepsy to have co-occurring neurocognitive effects and emotional regulation challenges due to their epilepsy or their epilepsy treatments. And I just wonder for him if that path has ever gone down, if he's ever gone down that path, because it's astonishing to me to see some of these kids that have never been given that explanation for some of those struggles that they go through, whether it be
I hope that he is having people try to understand him and he can understand himself. I mean, this is what he's supposed to be doing. But it's not that he needed help after he swung and hit somebody. He needed help before this. And that's where I have a problem with Golden State. You see this. It's not normal. And you support it. You enable it. At some point, you know, you're culpable in this. Whatever the reason is for this, if it is something that goes back to his childhood, whatever it is, now's the time to find out what it is and then help him as he moves forward. Because you let him continue this. Oh, that's just Draymond being Draymond. Okay? It is Draymond being Draymond. But he's going to be Draymond the rest of his life. While you move on and the franchise moves on, what does he do? How does he act out when he's not playing basketball? When nobody cares? Like Antonio Brown. I still believe that he was not the same person after he suffered a concussion when Vontaze Burfict cheap-shotted him. I don't think he's the same person. And I don't think he's acted like a normal person should. Well, he hasn't. And are there bigger issues? Yes, I do think so. The question is, do you seek help? Are you willing to seek help? And those in the organization, will they help you as well? All right, this day in sports history, Paulie, do you have anything?
Dan, in lieu of sports history, we have 9 p.m. Eastern tonight, UTSA against Marshall in the Scooter's Coffee Frisco Bowl. UTSA given 12.5.
Okay, that sounds great. I can't wait. No, I'll watch. No, I'm going to watch.
You will watch.
I promise I will watch. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Some college players are saying to the collectors that they'll stay at their current school for the right price, though.
Seton O'Connor.
Tyrese Halliburton, new show favorite.
Yeah, good reaction. Good reaction. Marvin?
We're putting up banners.
Yes, we are. Just talked to the big German. We're going to order banners for Friday. Most improved, least improved, most valuable, least valuable. Paulie?
We have a lot of empty rafters.
A lot of fun today. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for joining us.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
all right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.